Support for Central Florida Public Media comes from Orange County Library System, offering enriching programs and resources for seniors at 15 locations throughout the county, with hands-on workshops, expert-led seminars, and more. A complete list of programs is available at ocls.org/senior/events.
Central Florida continues to feel the effects of the government shutdown. You're listening to The Wrap from Central Florida Public Media. I'm Brendan Byrne. The government shutdown is entering its 38th day on Friday, and Central Floridians continue to feel the stresses of the federal government halting operations. That includes the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. 3 million Floridians rely on SNAP, with 500,000 in Central Florida. While federal judges have ordered the Trump administration to use contingency funds it has available to provide SNAP benefits, the administration says it will only pay for half, and those payments are already delayed. Without those benefits, families are struggling.
Hi, please don't let my kids go without food. I need my stamps. I need my benefits because they helped me throughout the whole month, and I can't leave my kids hungry.
The growing challenge for some families to provide food, and how organizations are scrambling to fill the gap. That's ahead on The Wrap, the big stories this week from Central Florida Public Media. But first, these headlines. Orlando International Airport is one of the 40 airports that's being asked to scale back its flights by 10% starting Friday. Central Florida Public Media's Marion Summerall has more.
The reductions will be across 40 high-volume airports across the nation, which could affect thousands of flights. At Orlando International, that would mean fewer arrivals and departures. The scalebacks come after Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy announced that the public should expect, quote, chaos in the skies if the shutdown continues. The reduction is to maintain travel safety as air traffic controllers face the effects of the shutdown. Since the shutdown began, federal employees deemed essential have been working without pay, which includes air traffic controllers and TSA agents. Commercial passenger flights, cargo planes, and private aircrafts could be affected. Marion Summerall, Central Florida Public Media.
Airport officials say passengers should contact airlines directly for questions or updates on any delays caused by the scale back. Orange County Mayor Jerry Demings has officially entered the race to become the next governor of Florida. Demings cites the rising cost of groceries, housing, and electricity as problems people are struggling with, all while power is being stripped away from the communities and concentrated in Tallahassee. Demings is joining a crowded field of 29 people looking to be the next leader of the state. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis is term-limited and cannot run again. Frito-Lay Incorporated will lay off 500 people in Orlando in the first half of 2026 as the company closes a pair of manufacturing facilities. Frito-Lay said 454 people will be let go as a facility on Silver Star Road is closed, and another 46 will be laid off because of the closure of a facility on Parks Oaks Avenue. A statement by the parent of Frito-Lay, PepsiCo Foods, said the decision, quote, was driven by business needs, and we're committed to treating every impacted employee with care, providing transition assistance, career support, and pay and benefits during this time, end quote. Frito-Lay said individual employees were notified Tuesday with terminations effective May 9th. These stories and more on our website. Visit cfpublic.org. The Wrap Inbox Edition is your Wednesday digest of what matters most in Central Florida. The weekly newsletter delivers the top headlines, original reporting, and a handy guide to Central Florida public media events, all presented in a format that's quick and easy to read. It's the perfect companion to this podcast. Sign up at cfpublic.org/thewrap. Central Florida food banks are seeing an uptick in people who are coming to them for food since SNAP benefits ran out November 1st. As residents are looking for more food options, Second Harvest Food Bank of Central Florida is expanding its school partnership program, which feeds kids inside of local public school districts, with a new school market opening Thursday at a Volusia County Public School. The food bank's Brianna Ribello spoke with Engage's Joe Mario Pedersen about the shutdown and the challenges families are facing when it comes to food.
I'm wondering what you're hearing from educators or administrators regarding the urgency of the recent problem.
Yeah, I mean, I think from a school standpoint, they really see the needs of the students that they serve. They can tell the difference from when a child has food at home or when they come to school hungry because those directly impact behavior and the ability to focus and thrive in the classroom. So they see that on a regular basis, and then they see some of these changes happening. And I think there has very much been a fear over the last few weeks from the students and families that our schools are serving, and just this exasperation from our school partners of how are we going to try to meet this increased need.
You know, I'm really glad that you just brought that up. As far as that need goes, is there a way to quantify the wave of that need coming in the next couple of days or weeks?
Yeah, I would love to say yes, there's a perfect mathematical equation, but honestly, it depends how long things go. I did read a positive article just before hopping on this call, so I have some hope that our neighbors will experience some relief soon. But we know for a fact that SNAP is 9 times more effective than what a food bank can do. So for every one meal that a food bank provides, SNAP provides 9. And we just simply cannot fill that gap. And any cuts or pauses to the federal nutrition programs are going to impact our neighbors, and it's going to impact the demand on local food banks.
I want to ask you about a different challenge that may exacerbate this issue. And I'm wondering if it does at all. This is all happening as food prices are increasing. Does that represent a challenge for the organization as well?
For our neighbors, absolutely. And I think as more neighbors face that challenge, you know, people maybe who've never experienced food insecurity before might be feeling the pressure of those increased prices and now turning to food banks and food pantries to try to get some relief. I think that increased or maybe new neighbors searching for help is definitely going to impact food banks.
Yeah, I could certainly see how it would. I'm wondering, you know, you brought up the issues that lay before your neighbors, and I'm wondering what that means for Central Florida students whose families are dependent on SNAP.
Well, if you don't know where your next meal's coming from, that's already going to give you a little bit of an emotional and mental health stressor. So you're coming to school, you already have this mental load of, gosh, like, I know my mom and dad or my grandpa and grandma or whoever my guardian is really stressed about money. And, you know, they're talking about, you know, oh, what are we going to put together for dinner tonight? You're carrying that load right into class the second you walk into the school doors. So then how can we ask those students that, hey, like, you really need to focus and you need to figure out how to take this test, and it's really important that you behave and you listen, when on their mind they're thinking about such a heavy topic? For, you know, children, that's a lot to carry. It's a lot for an adult. But imagine, you know, an elementary, middle, high school student carrying the weight of that. It's asking a lot.
What does this look like if the shutdown continues with no emergency provisions on, say, like Thanksgiving or the holidays?
I think there's going to be a lot more neighbors who are lining up at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning trying to get in line for mobile distributions and, you know, showing up that early and still being cut off, right? Because our feeding partners only have so many resources. And I think as that we're already seeing, as the demand is growing, people are going out and trying to get in line to get food, but they're not able to. And so then maybe they're trying to find a different pantry or a different feeding partner, and they're having to work a lot harder to get that resource. And then you think of our neighbors who don't have that ability. They don't have the time because they're working neighbors or they don't have transportation. It creates a real barrier to getting the food that's needed.
That was Engage's Joe Mario Pedersen speaking with Second Harvest Food Bank's Brianna Ribello. Hear more about the impacts of the shutdown, including the effects on the region's healthcare system, on Engage. Get it where you get this podcast. That's it for the wrap this week. This podcast is produced by Central Florida Public Media with editorial assistance from News Director LaToya Dennis. I'm Brendan Byrne. This is The Wrap.